Welcome back to RSN 927 Super Morning Breakfast with the Best at Moonee Valley. We've been following the Mighty Mare Winx, who has just completed her piece of work here at Moonee Valley. An unbelievable crowd following her around. Matty Stewart has joined us in the booth. Matty, this is quite phenomenal, isn't it? I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and it's going to get much bigger on Saturday. I'm going to lose that side bet with Mike Simons about whether the crowd
will
be...
you're gone. Stupid... It's going to be a sellout.
What a ridiculous side bet that was about whether she might have a negative impact on the crowd. Slap me around the face. And just the adulation. I saw it to Malcolm Johnson, and one of our guests coming up was also talking to Malcolm Johnson, and we're going to play a bit of that coming up too. Just his the awe effect of Winx with even someone associated with the previous great
with Kingston Town. So yeah. Malcolm's so well placed to talk about that, and so is our next guest, because if there's one man who truly knows what Chris Waller and all the connections are going through, it is Peter Moody, because he trained the Mighty Mare Black Caviar, and on Saturday he's hoping to spoil the party because you've got Hardham running up against Winx. How are you, mate?
Well, boys, happy to be here. My wife has Hardham running.
Oh, that's correct, yes. Yes. So you have made the decision to take her on in the Cox Plate after running the Caulfield Cup last week. Why did you make that decision?
Because he didn't try a yard. He's an end tyre, and he didn't apply himself at all. And it wouldn't have mattered if it was the Matoa Cup or the Cox Plate. But, listen, he's had one run at the track and distance for a win, Group 2, 6 months ago. He's a winner this preparation and run second. He's paid his way in. We were disappointed with his Caulfield Cup run, but felt he didn't apply himself. And always remember the late, great Jim Houlihan. If they didn't put in, run them again the next day, son. And gear change, shadow roll off, blinkers on. And just want to see the horse apply himself, because he's got good ability and he just hasn't shown it his last couple of runs.
Just a measure of Winx's dominance and her margins, Pete. If he turns up Hardham, and he's a nice horse, we know that. How close, what does he get, within 12 of her or 15 of her?
Yeah.
How close can he get?
You know, you'd be wrapped to be 8 or 10. You know, she's going to dominate. She's going to win by half the straight, and it's going to be a battle for the rest.
I might get you to change this headset, Moods. We're losing your microphone. It's not the first time you've been taken off here, by the way, is it? Now, Trumbie Nolan rides Hardham on Saturday. There's been some talk about the Moonee Valley has a discretion to let horses run, and some people have said maybe Hardham shouldn't actually be in the Cox Plate field, but he's a Group 2 winner and he's a place getter in Group 1 company. So what's your say to that?
Oh, listen, I respect that. The Cox Plate's a great race, but you've got to have opposition to the great horse, and he's got a bit of current form. He's won a couple in his last four or five runs. A few of these haven't won for a couple of years. He's won the premier three-year-old race at the track, the Group 2 Alistair Clark, and a Derby place getter. So had he run fourth or fifth in the Caulfield Cup, which he should have done, if he applied himself, it wouldn't have been an argument. So, you know, we've got horses lining up. They've got beat 8 and 10 lengths in the Caulfield Stakes, 20 lengths in the Toorak. I think, you know, there's a few there with the knife hanging out of the head a bit more than Hardham.
Pete, the Winx effect, is it the Black Caviar effect yet? We remember the... Oh, just trying to think of the most amazing memories of Black Caviar. One of them was the plane with the welcome Black Caviar across Sydney Harbour when she was up there, and the way they crammed them in at Adelaide at Morpheville twice when they never get crowds in Adelaide. So the effect of Black Caviar signing all the autographs, you and Luke, and just unbelievable watching on the big screen when she was at Royal Ascot. So the effect of Black Caviar was unprecedented. How close is Winx getting to that level of adulation and fame?
Oh, listen, for genuine racing folk, every bit of it, if not more. Unfortunately, I see Winx maybe suffers a little bit of a Black Caviar hangover in the greater sporting public, because people probably thought,
well, are we ready for another one?
Oh, you know, do we need, you know, we went out and saw Black Caviar five or 6 years ago. Now Winx is, oh, we probably don't need to do it. We saw Black Caviar, which is a shame, because the non-racing people probably don't realise that we've been unbelievably spoilt this century. We've had Mackaybee 3 Melbourne Cups, Black Caviar and Winx in 17 years. It mightn't happen again for another 70 years. Get out here and enjoy this great horse, because you might never... You'll be the wrong side of the grass before we see another bastard this good.
Just a complete sidetrack. You mentioned the three and they're all mares, Sunline as well. Is there... you know, when I was a kid growing up, it was the Great Geldings. It was Kingston Town. It was Better Loosen Up and all that sort of stuff. Is there any reason for this trend of great mares? Is there anything going on in racing that, that gravitates the way of dominant mares these days?
Oh, listen, there's a few things. So the days of anabolic steroids have been outlawed for 15, 20 years now. So the geldings have lost that advantage. We geld horses in Australia traditionally more so than we leave them as entires, and the anabolic steroids made up for that less loss of testosterone. So they've lost that. We also see our better entires and our better male horses go to the strong Asian market. And the top class colts go to stud very early because the money's terrific. I think we've got 60-odd first season sires in this part of the world.
So it leaves a large pool of mares, doesn't it?
It leaves a massive pool of mares. And mares traditionally continue growing until they're five or six, so they're not at their peak until then. And we've been fortunate enough with the owners of Black Caviar and the owners of Winx that they're racing them on until five and six.
The notion of a fairer sex seems to be trashed by all that, doesn't it, with the anabolics and all that sort of stuff. The idea of giving a concession to Winx in a Cox plate, is it almost a nonsense now?
Oh, listen, you're tampering with the weight for age scale and the fillies allowance. It's been around for 200 or 300 years. I don't know that it needs to be tampered with at all. You know, it's worked. I suppose you've got to be open-minded, but it has continually worked. But I used to giggle to myself when I'd see Black Caviar getting a couple of kilos off geldings.
This elephant walking around Black Caviar.
You were so closely aligned to Black Caviar, and she was an absolute freak. Is Winx the best you've seen?
Oh, listen, it's hard to draw comparisons. I was there on the Tuesday at Ascot when Frankel won. When McIvey won the third Melbourne Cup, I enjoyed watching Bruce McAvaney on after the last night. And, you know, and he's a great exponent of history, Bruce. And, how do you measure them? Let's enjoy them for what they are. If you want to be a history buff, get our video of Black Caviar or Kingston Town or McIvey. If you want to be in the now, get your ass out here on Saturday. Enjoy the best show on turf.
I had a really good chat with Chris Weller a couple of days ago, and we're talking about many, many, many things, and one of them was dealing with fame thrust upon you, you know, for modest people, and you were the same, a modest guy who wandered into a bright spotlight with Black Caviar and so on, and how you deal with it and how you manage it and things like that. When you look back at that era with Black Caviar now, do you wonder how you sort of worked your way through it?
I was fortunate enough that I had Typhoon Tracy. It was no Black Caviar or Winx, but she gave me a little lead in. She was the sort of dominant horse this previous season and a half and gave me a little lead in. So we got readied somewhat, but never really expected it. The disappointing thing is, and I know Chris and Huey are going through that at the moment, you don't get to enjoy the moment now. It won't be until this great mare's retired that they sit back and say, wow, what a ride.
Have you had a chat to Chris about that? Has he asked advice?
Probably. He sought you out once or twice,
hasn't he? Oh, listen, we've just had a yarn. We've had a yarn in passing and a great admiration for Chris in the job that he's done with his team. And the hard thing for Chris is, and it was hard for me also, you've got to remember he's got 100-odd other horses racing at any given time. And he's
as you did too.
And you've got to divide your time. Like a horse like Winx isn't good for business, as Black Caviar wasn't, because business doesn't roll in the door because people just believe that you're putting all your eggs into that basket.
Well, look at what Black Caviar did for you. You're now sort of wandering around with a microphone like the rest of us.
Exactly. So, listen, it's a wonderful ride, but I don't think Hugh and Chris will appreciate it until she's retired.
If Winx was yours, what race overseas would you target?
Listen, it sickens me to believe that she has to go overseas to prove herself the best. She's the best in the world.
But they said they want to go.
Well, listen, that's great. Probably the Queen Anne, the mile.
That's the one that Chris mentioned to me yesterday.
At a mile on that undulating Ascot track, it's a mile and a quarter race anywhere else. I think it's the logical race. You're going to go there and have five Aidan O'Brien runners, and they'll put a few pacemakers in it for their horses, which will aid her as well.
Can I just ask you very obvious one. When you look at Winx and then you remember Black Caviar standing in front of you, is there a similarity between them? I know one was a sprinter and one's a bit of a greater range in Winx, but is there something about the two of them that you think, that's the key to both of them?
Listen, they have that persona about them, great horses, and they learn. And Winx, even here this morning, we saw her without the earmuffs. I didn't even prick my ears when she walked in the gate because I thought, oh, that's not her, hasn't got the earmuffs on, and then I had a look at the brand. So she's obviously learning to harness and appreciate probably how good she is as she's got older and matured. So similarities physically, Black Caviar, you'd fit two Winxes into Black Caviar. They were different types of horses, but
She's narrow, isn't she? She's filled out, but she's still a narrow sort of mare.
Yeah, but she's got a nice deep girth and got a big engine on her. So,
do you remember as a yearling? Do you remember that yearling, sir?
I do, but listen, I'm not one to go back, and I couldn't remember her walking through the sales ring or anything. But
you didn't have a note in the top leaf going, I've got to buy this one as well?
No, I did have a look at my book, and I think it was immature and correct enough. And
we'll never make it.
A little bit immature. No. there wasn't too derogatory a marks there, you know, and she made 230. Like, she didn't make 930, so...
There's been studies done on Black Caviar, her length of stride and her power, and there's been other studies that have been done recently on Wink saying that she's got... a much shorter stride, but she strides a lot quicker or more times than the average racehorse. Have you looked at that, and do you take much notice of that?
Oh, listen, I've seen that. Black Caviar is a bit like Usain Bolt watching him in the 100. He didn't go as fast, though. He looked like the big laid-back Caribbean bloke that he was. He didn't have to go as fast because his length of stride, you see the blokes going like cut cats beside him. She's got a different action, but it's a fast action, like you said.
What happens on Saturday? Is there a margin?
Oh, wins by half the straight. You know, she's just a dominant horse. And
You'll get bashed God, if your horse beats her. You'll get lynched.
God give Hardham strength to stick his head up for second. My wife will be very happy.
We were discussing this earlier. As a connection, will you be running your race to run second, beat the rest of the field and not worry about Winks? Will there be two separate races out there for the jockeys and connections?
Listen, I think you've got to take her out of the equation. I've only had two Cox Plate runners myself as a trainer, and I can remember Sky Cuddle years ago, and Mackayby was in the race. And I said to Greg Charles, I said, when they all take off at the 800, I said, wait another furlong. I said, because these buggers will be getting terrible weary of the last 200 trying to go
fence,
with her.
Didn't you,
we
with
poked
Sky
up
Cuddle?
The fence and run fourth. We've got 150,000 running fourth. King's Rose had absolutely no luck in the race, arguably probably should have won the year Pinker Pinker won. So my experience in the Cox Plate is limited. But listen, I'll leave it to Trumby. He rides for us on Saturday. He knows the horse, so he'll just go out and do his best.
Just one more before we let you go. It's the question that everyone always wants to ask every time you're behind a microphone. Is the itch beginning to return or not?
No itch. Outside a bit of jock rot. haven't had an itch for a while, Matty.
The visual image is outstanding.
I hope our listeners are enjoying their breakfast this morning.
Yes.
Moods, it's always great to chat to you, mate. You've got such a great insight, and you've been there, one of the few people that's been there and experienced what Chris Waller and the whole team are doing with Winks. Good luck on Saturday. I hope you run second.
Not as much as I do. Have a good one, boys. Enjoy the week, and get out and watch the best show on turf on Saturday.
Absolutely. Peter Moody there, champion, a trainer.